Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know how Jay Binkley always says, big bundle of suck, Dust Man? How about this for your AFC North starting quarterbacks this week? Jake Browning, Cooper Rush, Dylan Gabriel, Aaron Rodgers on a bye. Yeah, dude.
That whole division went from, man, I love the AFC North to, the AFC East may be better.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the only thing saving that division right now.
41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Where are you with Baltimore right now, Mac?
He thinks they're going to win the North.
I mean, yeah, I did.
Even after yesterday's news?
With Lamar news, I can't as confidently
say
that.
Is anybody apologetic to Lamar saying that he quit and then really, he actually did have an injury?
It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we,
Yeah, fine. Maybe we were wrong on that, but it sure looked like it, right? It wasn't a good look.
Absolutely, it wasn't a good look.
And when people, you know, on the sidelines are saying that's the word that's going around down there, like everybody was kind of feeling that, and that wasn't just Josh saying that. Like, a lot of people were talking about that. You know, and it's 2 to 3 week injury. Is he sitting out 2 to 3 weeks so they can kind of?
They wouldn't. I mean, come on, that's the season.
I don't know.
We're talking about the whole season.
You're 1-3. Your whole defense is injured. You know, are they going to use the 2 to 3 weeks to say we were all wrong because we called them out for it? Like now they have to make sure that he misses a couple of games just to save face. I don't know. I'm a conspiracy guy. You know that. 100%. I don't believe anything on face value.
Yeah, I got to believe that he's actually hurt if they're sitting him, but no, I can't have him win the division if he's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks. I can't.
Yeah.
Can't with good conscience. I will say I'll still have him making the playoffs. I think this AFC landscape is
I mean,
hot
Cincinnati
ass,
is still ahead of the Chiefs for the playoffs right now, right?
It's
I mean,
you
which I love at NFL.com. They've already got the playoff picture. The Chiefs are the 7th seed, you know, right now, but Cincinnati is the 6th seed and they're ahead of Kansas City in the playoff standings. Not that any of that matters at this point in time, but it kind of tells you where the league is right now, because if you look at where the Ravens are, they're 12th out of 16. So they're not even close to making it into the postseason right now. They still have to climb over the Texans, the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Broncos. And those are just the on the bubble teams right now for Baltimore. Maybe it does get different later in the season. And again, you can't write anybody off, but I'm thinking right now, if I have to decide and be definitive on today, I just think the winner of the North, whoever that is, probably Pittsburgh, I think that's the only team that makes the playoffs this year.
From the North?
Yeah.
Because you'll have at least two from the West, and the Patriots are looking like they could make the playoffs in the East. So right there, that's four. You're at six.
You still need South one winner.
More. You still need one more. You're at six.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Denver? Is it going to be the Raiders?
Yeah, you're right, Denver.
I mean, you look at the eighth team right now. It's the Broncos, Patriots, and Raiders at 8, 9, 10.
Bleak. NFC's for sure better this season, yeah.
But the 49ers are the 2 seed right now, and that's not staying.
That's not staying either. That's true.
Yeah, only a quarter way through the season. So much is going to happen. So much is going to change. I mean, Chiefs are going to get better offensively. Yep. We saw one offensive game when Xavier Worthy came back, and it was night and day. So, all right, Mac, let's see how stupid we are.
Let's do it. 707. That is the number. Is the text line smarter than Bob and Dusty? 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 586-7965. The number is 707 as it relates to last week's game. It's not necessarily what a number that was in last week's game, but it relates to last week's game. 707 is the number. What does it mean? Please text in and be smarter than Bob and Dusty.
I know it. The amount of losses that Lamar Jackson will eventually have to the Chiefs.
707. It's close.
Let's see. Is it the amount of passing yards given up all year by the Chiefs defense?
No, that's a good guess. No. I can give hints as we go. Let's see if I have any.
707 is the number that relates to the Chiefs, and last week is an indicator of it.
I know. The amount of different blitzes Spags has in his arsenal.
Yes, he does have around that, yes. No text in from the text line. No guesses yet. It's a distance. That's all I'll say. It's a distance of time. Total yards, Bengals yardage has to be a winning percentage. The amount of times the broadcast show Taylor Swift in 2024 compared to 2025. 707 total special teams yards. 707 beers I consumed this year.
Yeah, I'm at a loss right now. I don't think anybody's getting it.
No, it's fair. 707 days in between games that Mahomes has thrown for 4 touchdown passes.
Oh, wow.
He's done it 18 times total, 7 of which were his first season starting.
How many times did he do it?
18.
He's done 18, so almost half came in year one.
Year one.
Because he had to.
Yep, because it was, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Counting Sundays, had 5 touchdown passing games since 2021. And we saw success in the run game, more success from under center, and that made everything easier for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, even just that little flip pass to Pacheco for a touchdown, the whole defense was going towards the run, right out in the flat, wide open for Isaiah Pacheco. Mahomes is more the most efficient deep passer in the league right now with the third most attempts.
Mm-hmm.
He's more efficient than we've ever seen him be, and the O-line is continuing to mesh, and it's all going to look even better. They have the 9th best sack percentage right now, but again, that's a credit to Mahomes. The best sack percentage in the NFL as an offense right now, meaning they keep their quarterback safe. They keep their quarterback upright the most. That is the Jaguars.
Wow.
Only 3 sacks for Trevor Lawrence right now. So there you go. 707 days in between 4 touchdowns. Let's make that gap a little smaller next time.
Yeah, let's
right?
make it 6.
Yes.
Let's exactly. make it. Well, it's going to have to be 7, I guess, because I guess we have a Monday night game or whatever it is. But that's interesting. It's been that long. It shows you, you know, as good as Patrick Mahomes is, he can't put up those numbers unless he has those weapons doing what he needs them to do out there to open things up a little yes. bit for him. And so you get those guys back. I mean, that's why I'm excited about this offense moving forward, because it was really good last week. And it's going to be even better once Rashee Rice gets into the mix. And that's why if you're a team right now in the NFL, you got to be looking around going, Chiefs aren't going anywhere. They're here. They're fine. And I think that has become kind of the narrative now around the league, where it was like, all right, they're back to 500.
To me, 707 was my total number of Taco Bell orders this year.
Oh, buddy.
Wow. That is a lot.
707 more yards Thornton has than Sky Moore.
Remember when I told you on Monday to take Patrick Mahomes as the MVP because it was plus 1,000?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess what it is now on DraftKings?
Half that.
Plus 650.
Wow.
Third best odds behind Josh Allen, who is at plus 100, Justin Herbert, who I think believe is at plus 350, okay. and then Mahomes is at plus 650.
Well, I think when you look at the award, it's the most valuable player to the success of their team.
Or successfully,
whatever
successful
it is.
Successful fielder.
But this is a situation where Patrick Mahomes is the reason why the Chiefs are 2-2 at this point in time, right? Like, this guy willed them to a victory against the Giants and then was beautiful on Sunday against Baltimore.
Immaculate.
And he was really good in the first couple of weeks of the season that gave his team an opportunity while they were going through stuff to figure out ways to move this thing forward. And I know it's a boring vote for Patrick Mahomes, and I know everybody loves Josh Allen right now, and he's playing great this year. I mean, if he's not the quarterback, Buffalo's not sitting there at 4-0 at this point in time. It's their league right now, guys, and everybody else is just living in it. It is a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen-led quarterback league, and everybody else is battling for 3 and battling for 4. There's no more conversation about who the top 2 quarterbacks in the NFL are. It is Patrick Mahomes, it is Josh Allen, and it is everybody else in this league right now. There's no more debate.
Somebody says 707 is the amount of packages my wife has ordered from Amazon.
And 707 is also the amount of boxes she didn't break down.
707 Taco Bell orders equals 1,224 dude wipes used.
I like that, yeah.
That's good math.
Yeah, I think the reason that we're starting to see Mahomes play better throughout week and week after week after is the fact that he's starting to feel more comfortable in the pocket. And that's one thing that I said is why he would have an MVP season, is once he gets that trust, and like Binkley has told us, and I believe what DJ had told us, is that it takes time to gel in this league with this offensive line unit and the defensive line unit. And I think we're starting to see gelling happening on both sides of the ball, from the defensive side to the offensive side, right? Karlaftis got to the quarterback last week. They got three sacks on Lamar last week. They created pressure with Jalen Hurts in that game when they blitzed a ton. And then you look at the offensive line. If Mahomes is able to trust that offensive line and stay home, this league is in some serious, serious trouble. And I don't mean that as like a homer take or a bias take. If Patrick Mahomes is able to do a 3-4 step drop back and feel comfortable and eye the defense and eye that secondary of the field, you're effed.
You're
dude.
Screwed.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I know he's great being improvisational, but if he ain't got to do it all the time and he can actually do the natural sort of quarterback thing, I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that, like, there's going to be another MVP and there's probably going to be another AFC championship.
And you're also going to look at a situation where Patrick Mahomes and this version of the Chiefs, if they end up winning the Super Bowl, right? And you do have to kind of quantify it with that. You can take it roster versus what ultimately happens. If they end up winning a Super Bowl, you can make the case that this will be the best team of this entire dynasty, Gary. Because,
Gary.
With the defense yeah. playing the way that it is and giving up 18 points per game, and the offense, once they get all their weapons back in full stride, I mean, you find me a team with the Kansas City Chiefs that was better on the roster from 1 to 53 than where we are right now. And it's hard to do because when they were dominating on offense, they weren't great on defense. And then they started to pick it up on defense, and they weren't that great on offense. Now they have the opportunity to be great on both sides of the football. And this organization really has, with all the successes, they've never been just dynamically awesome on both sides at the same time.
707, how many times has Max been on his phone while driving this year?
Oh, that's a low number, I would think, for Mac.
707, the amount of cups and bowls I found in my teenager's room this year.
That's how many I found, too. We're looking for spoons. Oh. So if you got any spoons that you're finding, let me know where they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
707, Kling's age.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
707, Bink's body count. Good
oh,
lord.
Wow.
707, times I've eaten at Smokehouse Barbecue.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
707, smash. Times Gary Myers was wrong in one phone call interview. That comes from me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.